Kamala Harris pulled up on the National Association of Black Journalists, and it was a disaster of an interview, but we don't want to go through the whole 40-something minute interview. I'm going to just give y'all a quick summary. I want to go over it to a specific part. Let's see if we can find it really quickly.
Intergenerational, and is just slaughtered. Young people who are attending a concert, women were horribly raped.
Self-determination. And is it even possible as Israel's ally?
Well, absolutely.
Of Israel.
We need to get this deal done. And we need to get it done immediately. And that is my position. And
that wasn't enough, that this administration, your possible administration, has to do more.
Well, we are.
Action to create this commission, or do you believe that it should happen in Congress?
Well, oh, that's the reparations debate. We don't want to talk about that yet. I'm going to save that one.
Our, you know, so-called delta here in terms
of Ohio and what's happening there. We've seen school closures, parents worried about their kids.
All right, so let me set this up for y'all. I don't want to spend no more than about 10, 12 minutes on this, but I'm going to set this up for y'all really quickly. So obviously Kamala Harris pulled up months after Trump was basically lambasted at the National Association of Black Journalists. I wonder if we got a National Association of White Journalists. Neither here nor there. She pulls up for an interview, disaster of an interview, talked about multiple different things, which she had word salad. But I want to talk about this one thing in particular because this is a popular issue. And it's the migrant crisis in Springfield, Ohio. We've never heard her say Lakin Riley's name. We've never heard her address Springfield, Ohio. We've never seen her address what happens in Denver, Aurora, Chicago, New York, Houston, Los Angeles, and then now spreading out across America. So we've never heard her address the migrant crisis at all, because I believe that she played a role, and as the borders are, played a role in keeping the borders open in order to have unprecedented access to migrants flowing into this country illegally. Right? So the journalist with the afro is going to ask a question. He got an afro. He got two bracelets on. He's going to ask a question to Kamala Harris about the Springfield, Ohio situation and the Haitian migrant situation. And she's going to answer the question. All right, let's rock.
Leaving the home because of racist conspiracy theories that I won't repeat here, but they have been repeated by leaders on the Republican side, President Trump, former President Trump, Vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. From your perspective, is this just a case of irredeemable racism that can't be mitigated by any rational action? Or is this a situation in which a federal response could help this community heal? There's a question of resources and...
Was she confused at the question? She didn't understand what the question was?
Well, no, I'll let you finish and then I'll speak.
No.
It's a crying shame. I mean, my heart breaks for this community. You know, there were children, elementary school children, who it was school photo day. You remember what that's like?
Let me play for y'all her response again, for those that's in the back, okay?
Photo day. It was school photo day. You remember what that's like? It was school photo day. You remember what that's like? Going to school on picture day?
Give me a second, y'all. Just bear with me. This is hard for me. to really, really, I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to understand it. I'm trying to see what the appeal is. I'm trying to capture it. I'm trying to understand. What do we see? Why are they still voting for her? What do you see in her?
Who are dressed up in their best, got all ready, knew what they were going to wear the night before, and had to be evacuated. Children. A whole community put in fear. And I'll say a couple things about it. One, you know, I learned a long time ago in my career, having a background as a prosecutor, when you have these positions, when you have that kind of microphone in front of you, you really ought to understand at a very deep level.
Let me sober 4,000 people in here. A couple different things that I want to get into before we really address this. All right. First thing that I want y'all to do is the likes is really low. Sober 4,100 people in here on YouTube alone. The likes is really low. Get the likes up. That's number one. Number two, just want to remind my moderator, shout out to all of my great mods. Shout out to your car. Shout out to everybody that's in the chat. We don't operate in an echo chamber, so we may have differences of opinion. Some people going to disagree with me. Some people going to agree with me. And I'm not saying that anybody has been timed out or anything like that. But as long as nobody is getting overly disrespectful, talking about somebody's mama or grandkids or something like that, anybody that disagrees, anybody got a difference of opinion, even if they passionate about it, don't time them out. Don't silence them. Let them get it off. We welcome differences of opinions over here. So if you love Kamala, say that. If you don't, say that. Chat is an extension of the show. This woman is miserable. With that being said, she's absolutely miserable. Let me get her full response, and then we're going to come back.
How much your words have meaning. I learned at a very young stage of my career that the meaning of my words could impact whether somebody was free or in prison. As Attorney General, I was of California, fifth largest economy in the world. I was acutely aware that my words could move markets. When you are bestowed with a microphone that is that big.
It's only 1,600, almost 1,700 likes. We need to get the likes up, y'all.
There is a profound responsibility that comes with that. That is an extension of what should not be lost in this moment, this concept of the public trust, to then understand what the public trust means. It means that you have been invested with trust.
What? What is she talking about? Listen to what she's saying, y'all.
Trust means. It means that then understand what the public trust means. It means that you have been invested with trust.
How are y'all voting for this woman? Why is she even being a consideration? It must be a bunch of fairies out there. Gotta be a bunch of fairies, a bunch of fraud. I don't want no election interference that's happening out here. No way that y'all sitting here listening to this woman. The question is with regard to Springfield, Ohio, and everything that's happening over there with the migrant crisis. The question is, why did you open up the borders in the first place? How did they get there? How did they decide to travel to Springfield, Ohio? How did 20,000 of them get there in less than a year? And then they registered for school. They got driver's license. They got clothes, shoes, started businesses. Where did they get the money from if they coming from a war-torn country where barbecue was basically thrown? How did they start to get a leg up so fast? That's the question that we want to know. I don't care about picture day. I don't care about do you know what public trust means? It means that they've invested in you with trust. I don't care. I want somebody to ask the question. Please, anybody, somebody, if you get a microphone, ask the question. How did they get here? Why did y'all leave the borders open in the first place? Before 2023 and 2022 and 2021, when we were supposed to be in a pandemic, how did they get over here? How? Somebody asked the question. Anybody, if you get a microphone, anybody that's watching this, if you get a microphone and you got an opportunity to ask a question, ask it, please, just for me, Just ask the question. Don't let her pander.
To be responsible in the way you use your words, much less how you conduct yourself. And especially when you have been and then seek to be again President of the United States of America.
Jesus Christ.
And so I go back to, it's a crying shame, literally. What's happening to those families, those children in that community? Not to mention what is happening in terms of, look, you say you care about law enforcement resources.
What?
Being put
you're the president. You're the vice president. Y'all advocated for defunding the police. I don't know if she remembers that she and Biden is in office right now. They've been in office for the last 3.5 years. What the fuck? What are we talking about? Dog, there is a... Oh, my God. Give me a second. This is insane. Give me a second. I'm so disappointed with us. I got to find an actual letter. Let me let her do her thing.
Because of these serious threats that are being issued against a community that is living a productive, good life before this happened. And spewing lies that are grounded in tropes that are age old. And look, I said it not very far from here the other day at the debate. This is not new. This is not new in terms of these tropes. This is not new in terms of where it's coming from. And, you know, whether it is...
City and County of Denver, October 28th, 2023. To the Honorable Joseph Biden and the White House, dear Biden... Thank you for your ongoing work and partnership regarding immigrants entering the United States via the Southwest border. This is not my opinion. These are facts. I need somebody, anybody, to ask the question. Thank you for your ongoing work and partnership regarding immigrants entering the United States via the Southwest border. This is not my opinion. This is not my opinion. This is real. We've been covering this for a long time. It's in particular, we, the mayors of Chicago, Denver, Houston, Los Angeles, and New York City, write to share our appreciation for the supplemental appropriation you have proposed to help our communities navigate the support of new arrivals, in particular, for this particular level, the $1.4 billion identified for food, shelter, and services are much needed. From the City and County of Denver Office of the Mayor, Mike Johnston. All of them signed it at the bottom. Brandon Johnson, Mike Johnston, Karen Bass, Sylvester Turner, who was the Houston mayor, and Eric Adams. What are we talking about, y'all? The evidence is here. The letters are outlined. Why is nobody calling? We have spent an estimated, for these migrants in particular, $42 billion, and that's not including city services, free hotel stays, police, education, Medicare, nothing. We have spent billions, not including the services that the taxpayers are paying for that they then get to take advantage of, and is signed by every single liberal major city mayor right here. What are we talking about?
Refusing to rent to people, rent to black families, whether it is taking out a full page ad in the New York Times against five innocent black and Latino teenagers, the Central Park Five, calling for their execution.
What?
Whether it is referring to the first black president of the United States with a lie, birther lies. And look, the American people deserve, and I do believe, want better than this. I do believe that. I know the vast majority of us as Americans know we have so much more in common than what separates us. I know.
This can't be a real thing. This is insane, man. This is amazing. Amazing. This can't be real. This cannot be a real. This has to be a simulation. This has to be a simulation. Has to be.
I love our country with all my heart. Everywhere I go, and everyone I meet, I see a nation that is ready to move forward, ready for the next step in the incredible journey that is America. I see an America where we hold fast to the fearless belief that built our nation and inspired the world. That here, in this country, anything is possible. That nothing is out of reach. An America where we care for one another, look out for one another, and recognize that we have so much more in common than what separates us.
I'm sorry, say that one more time for us, Cam Cam.
Look out for one another and recognize that we have so much more in common than what separates us.
Interesting.
Vast majority of that. I know. The vast majority of us as Americans know we have so much more in common than what separates us. I know that regardless of someone's background, their race, their gender, their geographic location, I know that people are deeply troubled by what is happening to that community in Springfield, Ohio. And it's got to stop. And we've got to say that you cannot be entrusted with standing behind the seal of the President of the United States of America, engaging in that hateful rhetoric that, as usual, is designed to divide us as a country, is designed to have people pointing fingers at each other. It's designed to do that. And I think most people in our country, regardless of their race, are starting to see through this nonsense and to say, you know what, let's turn the page on this. This is exhausting and it's harmful. And it's hateful. And grounded in some age-old stuff that we should...
If she talk long enough, you'll forget the question. The question was migrants, illegal immigration, Springfield, Ohio.
Not have the tolerance for. So let's turn the page and chart a new way forward and say, you can't have that microphone again.
Now, Vice President, I'm switching gears again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kamala Harris.